Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
One, two, one, two.
Hello.
3, 4, 3, 4. 5, 6, 5, 6. One per car, one per rider.
That's really loud.
Okay, let's go. Welcome to the show.
Do you know you're sounding like, do you know when Iggy Azalea cancelled her own career when she's like, put a mark, put a mark.
Why did she do that?
Put a mark. Do you remember that rap she did and no one could understand what she was saying? And he like bumped it back, pat it back, put a mark.
Did she cancel herself? Why was it racist or something?
No, because it was that bad. People were like, ha ha ha. And then she had never had another hit after that.
No.
And that's who you sounded like. put a mark. Anyway,
okay,
welcome to the Gossip Days. Put a month with me, Billy Andrew.
And that's me, Iggy Azalea.
This is Sloppy Seconds. It's a second episode, basically a spin-off. It could be like The Aftershave by Danny Beard, which is on this week. Little plug for you there,
yeah,
girl.
Thank you. I need to plug my show. No one might watch it.
It's a weekly release and it's all about you, the listener.
Yeah.
We've got loads of letters today. This paper's quite full.
Loads and loads and loads. So which is what Billy had that last weekend for his birthday.
He did. So if you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma, a funny story or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo, email us, letters at Gossip Days Pod, DM us at Gossip Days Pod. Our favourite method, especially voice notes, because we don't have to read, it's WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
The numbers,
you know,
is in this
it's
description.
It's our favourite method because we like to hear you. We like to hear you.
Yeah, we do.
The listeners.
The listeners.
Listeners.
Perfect. should we just crack on? Or do you want to talk about your holiday, dead quick? Did you have a nice time?
I had a lovely holiday. Really relaxed. I mean, I've not got a tan. Is there an alarm?
Oh, my God.
That must be the holiday alarm.
The what alarm?
The holiday alarm.
Okay.
Which means whenever you talk about a holiday and you hear an alarm, it means you need to book another holiday.
So what, you need to book holiday right
I'm
now?
I'm getting on the phone right now. I'm booking another one, darling.
She's going on Tui package holidays right now.
Do you know what? I actually flew with Tui.
Did you get a meal?
We did, but we fell asleep both times and didn't have them.
So what, they didn't give you them?
No.
I'd have been pressing my button and being like, excuse me, have you got me up meal back there, darling?
But we also turn left on Tui.
What do you mean, turn left?
You can turn left on Tui. Extra leg room, bigger seats.
Oh, right.
Much nicer way of flying.
Right. Can I just say, I went to Alton Towers recently and the much nicer experience is if you buy a fast pass. I completed it in 2 hours.
Me and Kai all the big rides this week, I think.
Do you know what, though? When I like, priced it all up for a family of, like, five, it would be nearly at cost of an holiday to get all your fast passes as well. If there's, like, 6 years and you've got kids.
Yeah, but that's your own fault for having kids. Don't have kids if you want to get on the rides quicker.
Exactly.
If you want kids, queue up.
Exactly. And if you don't and you're there and you can't reproduce naturally, then you should have your separate line straight onto the ride, I think.
Gay line.
Gay line. LGBTQ+.
Yeah. The rainbow walk, darling.
Straight on the ride.
Got the rainbow pass, straight on, trying to stay on. I've actually been before where I got to stay on.
Stay on the ride. Why? Because it was dead. You were like, go again, go again.
No.
Oh, what then?
It was years ago with my dad's friend and he only has one hand.
Oh, right. Mm. And then what? They just said, I want to go again.
But yeah, if you have a blue badge, you get you in the party, you get to go on the exits and, you know, they just let you stay on.
Wow. A whole day. A whole day on the Oblivion.
We went round the Oblivion 3 times at least.
Wow,
I
that's
was
fun.
Vomiting.
Wow, that's fun. But do you know what? That is a quick ride. You do need to do it twice or three times.
I think. I love it when it's dead. I'm just looking for a good day this week to go.
You need...
I'm going to go on a nice sunny-ish, not too hot day. You don't want to be sweating your back out.
No, but it was fun, you know.
Was it? Just
me and Morden.
And what, you did it in 2 hours?
2 hours, but do you know what was so annoying? The rides kept shutting down for fucking maintenance. We have to keep checking the app, being like, oh, quick, the
electricity's gone up, and I think they're trying to save on the lecky bill.
What, so they're shutting the rides down half an hour at a time?
Half an hour here, half an hour there.
Okay.
It's the same as a blackout, isn't it?
Blackout of Alton Towers. Fucking bastards.
Conspiracy theory.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, hi, gays. In a recent Sloppy Seconds, DJ Billy Andrew and producer Sam were discussing the colour of Bellends and what colour Billy's is. Were we?
Was I here?
No, I don't think so. Well, I remember a while ago someone read that your lips are the same colour as your Bellend. I haven't been able to look at anybody's at the same time finding this out, especially since my experience, this theory checks out. Anyway, after pulling one of Billy's pictures off his...
I can reveal
that the colour of his Bellend is hashtag E25D4D, also known as... What is
Carmen Pink.
Carmen Pink. Would love to know if Billy can confirm or deny this theory in my DMs, and they are open. Love the podcast. Love you days, Nick. What is this show becoming? Can I just say people...
Can I just say I'm a well-respected BBC television presenter now?
I love the fact this person has gone on my Instagram and pulled a picture.
Oh, that's very red.
People say my lips are red, though. I used to get...
That's very, very red. Your Bellend cannot be that colour. If it is, you need to go to a doctor.
It's definitely not that red. No, it's not.
That's a rash.
It is.
My Bellend's not that colour.
I've seen it.
No, it's not.
I've seen it.
Mine's a bit...
Yours is like a dog stick.
No, it's...
Yours is like a fucking dog stick.
You need to get to the clinic if it is hashtag E25D4D.
I don't think it's that colour. I think I'm a different shade down there.
Right, come on, Billy, whip it out. Any one way to tell?
No, I'm not doing it here. Do you know what I'll do?
I want to check mine.
Well, next week, listeners, we'll all get a colour picker on that Dulux thing.
I'm
and
not
check
getting
the shade.
A Dulux colour chart on my end of mine. What am I going to do when it comes back at like fucking mouldy apple green or something? I'm not doing it.
Oh my God, right.
Well, thanks, Nick. Thanks, obviously, Nick. I hope you've got other things to do this week other than guess people's Bellend's colours. Hi, after listening to this week's podcast, fucking hell, do we trigger people every day?
I know, I think we must do.
Hi, after listening to this week's podcast, you listed the stars that have done a behind-the-scenes documentary and you missed out the original.
Oh, sorry, Queen.
Madonna. Truth or Dare in the US. Renamed In Bed with Madonna in the UK at the time. Truth or Dare was deemed too risque for the UK.
Oh,
what
God.
The fuck? It was released 30 years ago. I was 13 and begged my mum to rent it from the video shop VHS. Fuck, I'm old. Anyway, she did. I had very supportive parents. Parents, not parents. I am so lucky. They even got me a Barbie for Christmas when I was 8 years old. However, they got me the wrong one, and I threw a bitch fit. Fun. Anyway, back to Madonna. The documentary was massively controversial at the time for a number of reasons. It was groundbreaking, and it showed openly queer men being themselves. Madonna is sometimes seen as a joke these days, even though Danny's Space Raider comment was valid and made me laugh. Thank you. But she did bring gay culture and AIDS awareness to the mainstream. At the time, for me, it was life-changing. If you haven't watched it, please do. It's on iPlayer at the moment, and I just hope it's not the censored version. Would love to hear the Gossip Gays review and your opinion on it. She goes on.
Wow.
Also, I'm from Wrexham. This gets worse. I feel so sorry for this kid. And I can confirm that, yes, a lot of people that I know have bumped into Ryan Reynolds and Rob McCann in the town. It's crazy. Wrexham may be a shithole, Billy, but let's be honest, us gays love a shithole,
Billy. Oh, my God,
Billy.
These Madonna stans are coming for us.
Me and my friend Chris are OG Gossip Gays fans, and we've been to every live show, apart from The Fringe, Danny's first show in Liverpool earlier this year. Keep up the good work. We love it. Lots of love. Phil.
Oh, cheers, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
I've not seen this Madonna one, but I've
heard about... I would like to see it, actually. I'm going to see it.
I'm going to watch it.
Actually inspired me. Have you watched anything good recently?
No. Have you?
I have. What was the film I watched and really liked? Can't remember.
Oh, great story. Great story.
Great bit of content there, yeah.
Are you going to see Madonna in concert? I kind of want to.
I'm not remortgaging my fucking apartment to go and see Madonna.
Do you know my issue is? Last time I saw Madonna... She was 2 hours late.
She's always late.
She cut the show, and I didn't.
We're always a bit late.
And I don't think the show was that good. It was the Rebel Heart tour, and I think she's not in a prime, Nama, and I love her, but it's because it's greatest hits. I kind of do want to go see her, and I feel like this is probably her last, one of her last ones, really.
Nah, she'll keep going. There's one thing Madonna is, she's a true performer through and through.
Yeah.
Love her or hate her, she's a performer. She will keep going until she's dead.
Yeah.
She'll do an MJ. She'll announce a tour, get the money.
Pop it. Pop a clog.
Spot.
Well, hopefully not before this one, because it's actually in a few weeks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't die yet, Madge. I'm sure you listen. Do you know what? She might end up listening to this. How do we know her dancers aren't listening to Gossip Gays right now and be like,
Madonna, the top.
Madonna. The Gossip Gays are talking about you. The Gossip Gays are talking about you, Madonna. She's like, is that fat one calling me a space raider again? Do you know what I mean? We might end up having like big time beef with Madonna. Madonna, if you're listening, we're coming for you.
You're going to do a rival tour.
Yeah, I'm going to do a rival tour.
You're doing only Madonna songs.
What's this one called, this tour?
A celebration of 40 years or something.
What would the Gossip Gays tour be? Celebration, 4 months.
Yeah. Pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant right. And gay.
Next one. This is, this is Drew, social media officer.
Oh, are we in trouble?
Oh my God, we're in trouble. We're I was the one trouble. Who messaged you guys about the Iceni RFC in Norfolk. I just want to message you again to say thank you so much for mentioning our club in your recent episode. We really appreciate it. Apologise for not leaving a name. Okay, well, that was true. Cheers for that. Cheers, Drew. Next one. Hi, GGs. For your out and about section, I just want to put a question forward to ask you boys. Were you always... You are always saying to move to a big city, move to Manchester, move to London, all these big cities. Are there any good websites where you can find LGBTQ+ friendly accommodation to rent and live? Or if any listeners know of any? No, I actually don't. But
really good question.
I think if you don't want
spare room full of gays.
Yeah, you can.
Full of gays.
I'm sure you can.
You can literally specify that you are LGBTQ. A lot of the flats will specify like they're LGBTQ friendly or they want an LGBTQ. Honestly, spare rooms full of gays and girlies.
Yeah.
It's all gays and girlies.
I might start using spare room instead of Grindr.
Yeah, so spare room, I've heard about that. And you can say that you're queer and you want to live with queers. I think that's fab.
Lovely.
I hope there's other little sub communities where you can do that. Like,
When I was doing viewings for my spare room, there was one straight guy who said it's really hard to find a room because everyone wants either gay guys or girls. They're like, no one wants to live with straight men.
Oh, I'm sorry, straight. Fucking hell.
Anyway, I didn't live with him.
It must be so hard to be so straight.
I know. Fucking prick. Well, do you know what? We're going to take a little break here.
We do a break in sloppy seconds, do we?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So here we go. So are you a loyal listener at Gossip Days? Do you set an alarm Mondays, which is today, or Thursdays, which is on Thursday, for us to release? Do you laugh out loud whilst on the train or driving to work? Well, why not tell your besties, your fellow queens, your allies, all about us, the Gossip Days? What can they do? Spread it by spreading the legs, or what is it? Spread the podcast.
Spread the podcast?
By spreading the love.
Pod.
Yes, that's it. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few minutes while you listen to us talk about Hinge, probably.
The Gossip Gays.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gaze Sloppy Seconds.
We got a voice note. We love these voice notes. And this is called Spin Class Music. Ooh. Before we even kick off, I just want to say about Spin Class Music, it's all like, you know, when you go to a fair when you're younger and it's like,
Jamie Amor,
pretty green eyes,
that I get done.
All that shit. Yeah. It's like when they're spinning you on waltz, it's yeah. Anyway, can we play it?
So, I've just come from a spin class. And all they were playing was 3 minutes of Daddy Cool. And all I could think was, Danny, Danny Cool. Danny, Danny Cool.
What about my line?
Yeah, that's it, really.
All right.
Enjoy the pod.
There's actually a second Danny, verse of that, you stupid bitch.
Danny
it's
Cool.
There we go. And then it's like, Billy, Billy Cool.
No, she didn't say it. Then,
she does, she says it.
She doesn't say it.
Drunk girl, send another one in because we need...
She doesn't say it.
We need the Billy Cool edit.
I'm the fit one now, so they think of me when they're doing exercise. That's how it works.
Right, okay. Well, there we go. Fuck
Sorry
you.
About
you
it.
Spin class little Danny Cool.
Don't be so mean. Keep thinking of me while you're on the bike. You can do it. Keep up the motivation. Sweat, sweat, sweat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And don't forget, if you're struggling, just pull off the resistance a little bit.
Oh, that's all. Oh, it's easy then, isn't it? And just pull the faces like you're going hard and you can just...
Oh, no, I don't fake. If they like turn the knob up three knobs, I'm like, no, one.
Right.
I'm struggling.
You're like that now.
No, don't fuck with my soul.
Oh, fab.
What's happening now?
You're reading the next letter.
Oh, right. Hi, Danny. Hi, Billy. Hi, Gossip Gaze team. That was a nice message. Thank you. Firstly, I thought that was funny. It wasn't funny. Sorry, I'm high. Are you high off all these Red Bulls and coffees?
No.
Ooh. I'm slow.
All right. Kerry Katona here. Speaking of, I've
Kerry
been watching...
Kerry Katona?
I've seen Kerry Katona. New drag name.
Unlocked. Kerry Katona.
I've been watching her. She's been doing loads of podcasts and she talked about that iconic interview she did with Phil and Ferd.
Does she? Well, she's not done this fucking podcast, does she? How much do you reckon she is to book?
Well, I know how much she was to book at TT Queens because I booked her, do you know, when you cancelled Atomic Kitten? Do you remember?
I didn't cancel Atomic Kitten, she cancelled herself.
Yeah, but you was in charge of that night. You were the hostess.
I asked her some questions. She didn't have to answer them the way she answered them.
That is true.
I love Kerry. I love all me OG hun girlies.
Yeah.
Kerry, love.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Price, love.
Yeah.
Fern Britton,
love. Custard drinking bitch, I love her.
Love her.
Love her.
I want to drink custard like she does.
Definitely.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
All right, me either. Firstly, I wanted to thank you for always bringing a smile to my face.
Oh, fab.
You're welcome. I'm a relatively new listener, and I have a lot of catching up to do, but I love your work, and I appreciate you all.
Wow, intense.
I would really love it if you could share some info about my work to help combat loneliness in the LGBTQ+ community.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend, I dress up as a dog.
It does not say that.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say that. Sorry. And I go round local children's hospices barking at them. Sometimes I smear shit on my...
and go to Chick-fil-A. Sorry, go on.
I was worried about myself and some friends during lockdown who were using unhealthy coping mechanisms to cope and had poor mental health. At the weekends, they would dress as a dog and smear...
Shut up, you stupid bitch.
I'm sorry. I should take your letters very seriously because you have written in here and this is serious.
Yeah.
So I organised a charity video where we would all cover ourselves in dog shit. I'm sorry. Oh shit, I've just moved the mic and it made a horrible noise. So I organised a charity video and we all recreated Beyonce and Lady Gaga's telephone music video. That's really camp.
Yeah.
This was a success and really helped my chosen family. We also raised $2,000
wow.
for London Friend.
Wow, that's cool.
That is really cool. Woo-hoo. This is how Homo Parody, a queer collective, started. We now run a weekly dance class on Thursday nights in London and perform at Pride and queer events all over the country. We even met Danny in Canterbury and had a gorgeous chat after we performed and all covered ourselves in London. I'd love for you to let your listeners know about us. We're non-judgmental, supportive and loving people. And we love seeing people find a bit of joy through dance and socialising. Our motto is power in togetherness. And I would love for more people to feel this. Sending nothing but love to you all. David Alwood, Mr. Gay GB 2022. Hashtag shameless plug. Babe, it's 2023.
I know. You're not
Mr. Gay. You're not Mr. Gay no more. David Alwood.
Can I just say, this sounds right up my street.
That is so cool.
I can't fucking dance, so can I just say, are all these people non-dancers who then just go and put on a little performance?
No, I think they're all really good dancers because I've met them in Canterbury and had a gorgeous chat after they performed.
But do you have to be able to dance to join the group? Or is it just fun for everyone?
I'd say no.
Okay, fab. Well, do you know what? I would join this. I would join it.
Danny's decided anyone can come. I said no.
Hi, I'd like to join the group. Please, Homo Parody, can you dance? No, Danny Beard said that we can still join. I'm sorry for being silly during that, but I actually want to just say one more time, that's Homo Parody Queer Collective Start, and they do weekly dance classes on Thursday nights in London.
Wow. Bring it
so
up
if
to Manchester.
You're in London, that would be cool. You should run the Manchester branch.
I don't have time to run it. I'm a busy bitch, but I would go to a couple.
Would you go to some?
I'd want to learn the Britney thingy one, Slave for You. That one. I want to do that one. But yeah, fab. Well, that sounds good. I've got another letter that says, "Hi, Daisy. Hope you're both having a fabulous day."
It's all right.
I play for an inclusive rugby team in Yard, and we have been racking our brains trying to think of new ways to recruit LGBTQ plus members.
Oh my God.
We march in the York Pride every year and go to as many gay events as we can in the city, but we are still struggling to recruit. Oh my God. Everybody, we're looking for recruits. I have heard inclusive rugby teams mentioned a few times on your podcast and was wondering if you would be open to having a discussion with us to either play on your podcast
no.
or help us promote to benefit no. an inclusive rugby and being able to play competitive sports whilst being the most faggy femme version of yourself in a safe place.
No, we don't like any of that, sports or gay people.
Joining York RI team... What the hell is it?
Joining York RI Templars has helped me in my mental health more than any amount of therapy
I have ever had. And yes. I can definitely learn... Sorry, I can't read. And I have definitely learned to be more comfortable in myself since joining the team. I hope you are able to help promote us and the sports team for people, LGBTQ plus people. Thanks, Elliot. Well, do you know what? We mentioned it. There's loads of rugby teams. I think York...
York is... Because we always say move to a big city. So this is actually interesting. So this is York RI Templars.
Yeah, and York isn't that big. It's kind
York of like... York is like, you know... Small. And the grand old Duke of York.
He had 10,000 men rolling.
So where are they now, bitch?
Not playing
rugby. All these 10,000 fucking men.
Yeah. He marched them up to the top of the hill and they never came back down again.
Did they not? Why?
And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down.
Is that about a war or something?
Sounds like...
That sounds like it's about some kind of historical battle.
Ask Amanda Holden. She'll know. Kate Lister, get her on.
Let me just get her on the blower now. Yeah. Hey Siri, call Amanda Holden.
No. I don't see Amanda Holden in your contacts.
Well, she must have changed the name in there.
Well, do you know what? There we go. That's our sloppy seconds. Is that it?
Don't say that. We need to finish on a high.
Go on.
Don't forget, guys, if you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma.
Funny story.
Anything else?
Camp.
Crazy.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can email us.
Letters at gossipgazepod.
You can DM us.
at Gossip Gays Pod.
And you know what the last one is, guys, don't you?
WhatsApp!
It's fucking WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp us.
Yes, you can WhatsApp.
And don't forget as well, leave us a glowing 5-star review and a rating, and that's all on the Apple Podcast thing.
So people have been starting to leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Why are we not saying it?
I think we should bring what review of the week back next week in Sloppy Seconds.
Let's do it then.
I've already got 3 reviews saved in my arsenal.
Well, let's read one right now.
Do you want to?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's finish on a review. This could be you at home, right? This could be you right now. You could be like, shit, I've left a review. Is this going to be me?
Your heart's pounding, isn't it?
Your ass is clapping.
Stupid bitch.
Why do we think so highly of ourselves? They're probably like that stupid fucking idiot.
And do you know what? We post too much in this Gossip Gays chat. I can't fucking find it. Oh, here we go. I've got one.
You've got to do the accent. Where are they from?
They've not left one.
Right, well, we'll have to pick one. Sam, pick an accent.
Wolverhampton.
Oh, fuck off. I don't know Wolverhampton from my ass from me out.
It's Dudley.
Dudley. All right, I'll do it. Right, I can do Dudley. Here we go. Favourite podcast, Dudley. I recently found the podcast in Dudley, July 2023, and it's already my favourite podcast. I am so happy that I'm over 200 episodes behind so I can binge. And that was 5 stars, and that came from Pebble. So cheers, Pebble. Was that any good?
Love the review, hated the accent.
Oh, no problem. The next one, it's from
We'll do that next time.
All right, John from London, and you're doing it, and you can do it in Cockney.
I'll do it quick. We'll do one each. Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's a long one. Go on, you can do Cockney.
How do they speak again?
Apples in what?
The number one podcast.
Yeah.
To say this podcast is great is a massive understatement. It's 30 to 60 minutes of pure joy twice a week. These boys have come to become whoa. What happened to me then? These boys have become my daily staple of my life as I catch up on old episodes. Danny Beard, wow. Superstar. Funny. Down to earth. DJ Billy Andrews, fucking minging.
I've not said that.
It doesn't say that. DJ Billy Andrews is the sweetest human being you could ever hope to know. Producers Sam and Lucas do an amazing job pulling it all together. These boys are the funny but straight talking guys all at the same time. They'll brighten your day and they'll leave you lolling no matter what mood, no matter what mood you're in. No topic is off the table. I really miss an episode. Fucking hell.
Getting dangerously close to Peaky Blinders.
They really miss an episode, and the fans are the heart of everything they do. I couldn't imagine loving a group of guys that I've never met like this. Love, 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 love. John from London.
Can we use that for your audition tape for EastEnders, please? Yes.
I'm a Hollyoaks star through and through. Oh, what's happening with Hollyoaks? Is it going?
It's moving to E4. I think that's a sign of something bad's coming. It's going to be like Neighbours. It's going to go away for 2 years and then come back on fucking Channel 4 or D exclusive or something.
Are we excited for the new Big Brother to come back?
I can't wait for Big Brother. I can't fucking wait. It's one of my favourite shows ever.
Me too.
So exciting.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, girls, gays and ays. Well, we'll see you all through week, through window.
Yeah, Thursday.
Through fucking Glorial. See you on Thursday. Don't forget as well, this Thursday coming, brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. Woo! Followed by the aftershave with me,
Danny Beard. Can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I'm so excited. Fab, see you then. Bye.
The Gossip Gays. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.